prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll be performing our Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio show with Ken O'Neill as my co-host. And later in the show, we're going to be joined by Paul Becker to talk about reconnecting with primordial influences on our body, and that is pulsed electromagnetic fields that emanate from the earth. Remember, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical and their product line, which is All American EFX Sports. You can check them out by going to superhumanradio.com. Ken O'Neill, how are you, sir? Ken O'Neill. Ah, there you are.
I had to turn my microphone on. I'm doing well. Hey, that sounds really good with this pulse electromagnetic field from Carl Becker.
Paul Becker. This is
Paul Becker.
I decided to have him on the show because of a couple shows that you and I did where
James Oshman.
Yes, and Paul's dad had Parkinson's disease, and Paul pioneered what is now the pulse electromagnetic field device industry. And he by far has one of the most amazing products out there, but gets very little recognition because he's not part of the orthodoxy.
How far back does he go?
He's been doing this for probably 20-something years now.
Okay. I've used such instrumentation out of Germany. I understand the Germans and Australians are pretty much leading the pack right now. I learned of it from Frank Zane. He's a big advocate of pulse electromagnetic.
Not enough people know about Paul Becker, and that's why I put him on the show. He used to come on the show a lot.
This is fantastic.
You have to listen to this episode because I'm going to play a 5-minute interview with an elite power lifter. And this is no BS. A guy named Frank Cable out of California, after using the Earth Pulse unit for a short period of time, and this is a completely legit interview. There's nothing suspicious about it. When you hear how this thing affects performance, you get it. You realize, oh my God, this thing is good for physiology. But we'll get into that later.
I've had personal experience with it. I'm an advocate, and I'd go so far as to say this. I think that our current ideas about physiology and medicine work for what they work for. The implications of pulse electromagnetic and the bigger spectrum of what Oshman's doing as a class called energy medicine indicates where our current model is incomplete. When it can incorporate this stuff and grow into it, we're going to have a much bigger picture of who we are and methods that are not invasive for fine-tuning ourselves from illness to peak performance.
Well, and I'm going to say this and leave it at this because I don't want to steal any more thunder from our interview with Jerry Brainham, but we fail to recognize that the electromagnetic pulses that emanate from the earth, and they vary depending on the thickness of the mantle and other stratifications of earth, those pulses were part of our evolutionary drive. And today we live in a polluted world of man-made electromagnetic pulses with RF from cell phones and routers and cordless phones. And getting back to that primordial connection is critical. And you don't have to do, there's lots of ways to do it. You can get out in the country, you can get off the grid, but if that's not an option, the device we're going to be talking about later can solve the problem. I've been sleeping with one since 2005, and I have to tell you, I wouldn't live without it.
Just to sort of cap it, if we go back to the Paleolithic prescription that Connor et al. Did in 88, their book is essentially looking at how we have an immense mismatch between our genes, how we've evolved and adapted to the planet versus the way we're living in a technological society. Unfortunately, that's been reduced to diet alone in the paleo movement.
Right.
They've kind of shrunken it down to a fraction. And what we're doing is restoring that vision.
And on that note, how about introducing a real visionary himself, our first guest this morning, Jerry Branum.
A real visionary. Yeah. And it's reintroduction because we had Jerry on some months ago. For those of you who don't know Jerry Branum, and I don't know how that's possible, he's been a leading voice for 35 years as a writer on nutrition and related issues. His most recent tenure was with Iron Man magazine for many, many years prior to its winding down and recently selling. Jerry's now producing a next step with his Applied Metabolics monthly newsletter that you can all sign up for. And I'm sure as you hear what unravels today, you'll be reaching for your mouse to click on and make that sign up. So without much further ado, good morning, Jerry.
How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right, pretty good.
So where do you want to start in this discussion? Recently, those of us within the physical culture arena have always understood AMPK and mTOR and its influences on progress. Recently, Life Extensionists through Life Extension Foundation. And, I like Life Extension Foundation, but they're very self-serving. They don't discuss science until they have a supplement to release. They are now releasing, they have an AMPK supplement out there. Let's start with this. Why all of a sudden the emergence of interest in AMPK?
Well, because AMPK is, in relation to Life Extension, I can tell you, of course, their products revolve around literally life extension. In other words, their products tend to be like in the anti-aging category. And it turns out that AMPK or adenosine monophosphate kinase is actually, but let's call it AMPK, because it's just too long to say that over and over again. But anyway, that's involved. As people age, there's an imbalance that occurs. There's a lot of imbalances, as you know, Carl, with various hormones and all that. But as you age, you tend to get an imbalance where what happens is the other protein that kind of opposes AMPK and vice versa, which is called mammalian target of rapamycin or mechanistic target of rapamycin or mTOR for short, that tends to increase while AMPK goes down. Now, AMPK does a number of things that are very beneficial. For example, it stimulates the use of fat as energy, especially in muscle. And basically, to make a long story short, without going into a lot of detail, it basically emphasizes all the things that are good for you, like, for example, better cardiovascular health, better brain health, that type of thing, whereas, unfortunately, mTOR tends to work in reverse, which is, I find, really, from the perspective of, let's say, bodybuilding, is extremely ironic. In fact, I tried to get right about this topic, meaning mTOR versus AMPK, for years, and way back to when I wrote for Weider, I was a science editor of the Muscle and Fitness for about 10 years, and they didn't really want to deal with it because you could see the obvious reason why, because just about every protein supplement, leucine, all these things that bodybuilders love to take are actually used to, without a lot of these people don't realize. In other words, you have to have a little bit of background in biochemistry. You have to look into the science. I know you're into the science, Carl, and so is Ken, but most bodybuilders don't realize that the main purpose of all these protein supplements, and leucine, for example, is actually to turn on mTOR,
right?
Because mTOR is the pivotal substance in muscle protein synthesis. But what it really does is, I don't know if you guys ever heard of an expression called antagonistic pleiotropy. Did you ever hear that, Carl?
No, I haven't.
What it basically refers to, very simply, is what's good for you when you're young tends to turn against you when you're older.
Oh.
Another example of that is a gene called P53. When you're young, it actually prevents cancer. It's a gene that turns on, for example, suppressor T cells, all these things that help suppress cancer in your body. Unfortunately, when you get older, it tends to kind of eliminate cells. In other words, it tends to not only senescent cells, but it tends to overlap and actually destroy regular cells. In other words, it's involved in the aging process. So it's very good when you're young. And another example of that is another example of antagonistic pleiotropy in a very strong sense is the hormone insulin-like growth factor 1, which of course It's also used in bodybuilding in an anabolic sense. But when you're young, of course, it's needed for growth. It's basically the active product of growth hormone. Unfortunately, as you get older, well, it's actually very good when you get older. In other words, it helps to maintain your heart and your neurons in the brain. But it's also involved in the cancer process. In other words, it doesn't cause cancer, but it's known to help spread cancer because it prevents, among other things, it prevents a process called apoptosis, which normally would involve the self-destruction of cancer cells. IGF-1 prevents that, so in that sense, it helps to keep cancers alive or tumors alive and helps them spread. So mTOR, getting back to mTOR, that is an example because, of course, it's needed for growth. The basic, let's say, function of mTOR is to stimulate cellular growth. And that's what you want, of course, when you're growing, when you're young, when your cells are turning over, you want to have mTOR. But as you get older, unfortunately, it tends to get out of balance with AMPK. AMPK is the control. You could say that mTOR is the yin and AMPK is the yang.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the proportions tend to change with age, where mTOR becomes more active, whereas AMPK tends to get less active. That creates just a ton of problems, ranging from Alzheimer's disease to heart disease to all kinds of problems. So that's the basic situation.
Okay, so the next logical question for anybody who's paying attention right now, they want to know, well, what can I do as I age to improve AMPK other than buying a supplement from Life Extension Foundation?
Well, there's a very easy way to correct this. There's a number of things that, for one thing, this is where exercise comes in.
Bingo.
Because exercise, this is why it's so important. I mean, Carl, I see these people. I mean, you know, I've been in bodybuilding for about, I think, 52 years, 53 years. I lose count myself. It's been so long. But I've seen so many guys and women over the years that, you know, that worked out hard. They were into bodybuilding competition years ago. And sometimes I run into these people, and you can see they haven't worked out in years.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say to them, hey, what happened? I mean, why did you stop coming to the gym? And the frequent answer is, well, you know, I stopped competing. And I said, wait a minute, you worked out solely for competition? They said, well, yeah, I can't see any point of and, you know, things came up. I got married. I had
That's
kids.
So funny, Jerry, because I literally have had this thought before. While I don't step on stage, I'm competing every day against the clock of aging.
Right.
Well, that's the way. It's funny, Carl, because that's my philosophy, too. You know, people see me in the gym, and they notice that, you know, I still look like I'm working out really hard. And they say to me, what are you working out so hard for? And my answer is short and sweet. It's to stay alive. I'm basically fighting my genetics. You have to look at your genetics to see what's going to happen to you. That's why doctors take a family history, the first thing they do when you see a doctor. And my genetics happen to be bad for cardiovascular disease and also diabetes. And at my age, if I don't work out, I tell you right now, I'll make a flat statement, I'd have type 2 diabetes right now.
Right.
If I didn't go to the gym, which is a deadly disease people don't realize.
Okay, but let's put this in the context of the evolutionary scenario for a second, because I find that whenever I hear these kind of things, and I think, well, from an evolutionary perspective, why does that make sense? And here's why. Because from an evolutionary perspective, as long as a person was active and actively engaged, they were moving daily, looking for food, working, they survived. When they stopped being active, the body started to program itself to leave the planet. And so it makes perfect sense that as long as you're active, and I mean really active, I don't mean walking on the treadmill for 5 minutes a day because that's what Dr. Oz says all you need, but you're really going into the gym and you're training hard, you're pushing yourself as hard as you ever have. Every single time you go to the gym, you're staying active, you're using a Fitbit, you're up and around, whatever the case may be. That tells your body, my environment embraces me, I am still thriving, I still have time. And guess what? One of the metabolic signals, obviously, is the production of AMPK.
Exactly true. Well, you know, the body works. What you said is very accurate. In fact, I know that Ken, you're still there, right?
Yeah, but I have a third view of this. I think you're both half right.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Then we have to, in the spirit of good radio, we have to keep you for the other side of the break so that everybody stays
fine
through.
With me.
Okay,
well, I just
want to finish your thought. Finish your thought, Jerry. Go ahead.
All right. What I wanted to basically confirm what you're saying, Carl, in the sense that human body is based on use it or lose it. Anything you don't use, you lose, whether it's brain cells or muscle cells. And what happens is we all have aging genes. There's various, God knows, thousands of genes in the body that are related to aging. And what it's been found that you can actually control these genes. I know it's a favorite subject of Ken. Epigenetics basically is the control of genes through outside influences. And they didn't know this years ago. They thought your genes were your destiny. In other words, if you're born with genes to be fat, you're going to be fat no matter what you did. Now we know that you have to a large extent, it could be controlled by outside influences, whether it be diet or exercise. And also another favorite I know of Ken's, there's a researcher who's been looking into this subject for years, a guy named Frank Booth, who actually has published a number of papers showing showing basically that if you don't move, you know, your body falls apart. It's like, this is confirming exactly what you just said, Carl. The body is a machine made to move, and if you don't move, it starts to degenerate, especially past, it starts about age 40, and it just goes down from there. But you still have the control through exercise and diet to stave off. You can't stop aging. And regardless of what life extension, that company, they try and lead people to believe you could, you know, stop age, that's nonsensical. But you could slow it down and make a lot of beneficial changes. But if you don't move, if you don't, you're going to, I mean, you probably heard about the research. It's been coming out like every 2 months about how bad sitting is.
Yes, inactivity science is really taking hold. Here, we have to take a break. Let's do this. This is going to be an exciting discussion. We're talking right now with Jerry Branum. If you want to learn more about his newsletter, you can go to appliedmetabolics.com to sign up for it for free. When we come back, we're going to have Ken O'Neill weigh in on this, why Jerry and I together are only partially correct. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Do you have a student loan? FedAidAdvisors.com is here to help you rid yourself of that debt entirely or partially, because the government has allotted millions of dollars to forgive student loans. Get your money. You're entitled to it. Go to FedAidAdvisors.com today. Give them a call. They qualify you right over the phone. They can tell you whether or not you have money coming and just how much. The more you owe, the more that is forgiven. We had a woman from this show email me and say that she was paying $300 a month and they reduced it to $45 a month, and that makes a big difference to her because she's a single mom. FedAidAdvisors.com. Check them out. We're talking right now with Jerry Branum. When we went into the break, we were ready to be schooled by Ken O'Neill.
Schooled?
Yes, schooled.
Nah. Funny thing is, I looked up this term antagonistic pleiotropy. I'd never heard it before. Guess who coined the term? One of my favorite men, and this is germane to what I'm about to say, the late George Williams. George Williams and Dr. Nesse co-authored Why We Get Sick. These guys are founding figures of evolutionary medicine. Now, one of their big statements is that our disease today is due to a mismatch between genes that have been evolved and selected and adapted over millions of years of natural selection versus the environment of the modern world, the technological environment in which we're sedentary. And now, we've all grown up with the view that genes are demonized. I hear it occasionally with the Boniva ads where Sally Fields talks about having osteoporosis just like her mother did.
Yeah.
And I sometimes
But how about her great great grandmother? I bet she didn't have osteoporosis.
Well, probably not. And the whole thing is show me the genome that the gene we've done the genome that controls this osteoporosis is a cast in concrete fate that occurred at the moment of conception. So I get the same questions Jerry does about, you know, family medical history, and I don't give it a lot of credit, because the impact of epigenetics, and in view of what Williams and Nesse have said about that mismatch, or where Frank Booth takes it, Frank Booth does a wonderful summary thing with it. He says that the problem is that our evolutionary normality for our genes is not expressed. That what is normal today is genetic abnormality in expression.
Well, and more importantly, when your doctor asks you about your family lineage, very few of us can go back very farther than our own parents. Some of us, maybe we know about our grandparents.
Absolutely.
You know, that's like somebody saying, dropping you in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, on the corner of Nostrand Avenue and Myrtle Avenue, and saying to you, what is Brooklyn like? Well, all I can see is three blocks that way and three blocks that way. That's no perspective of what Brooklyn is like.
Well,
so they would have to know what your ancestors were like.
I know. So many of the questions doctors pose take me back to that moment in The Godfather, after which Michael has done the baptism and there's only one family member left to deal with,
yeah.
His brother-in-law.
Yeah.
And his brother-in-law says he doesn't know anything, and Michael says, you're insulting my intelligence, and that makes me very angry.
Right.
And that line comes through to me in dealing with medical authority increasingly. But the thing is, they're insulting their own intelligence, too. They don't know it. And this is a case in point. You know, I take genes on advisement. I have not exhibited what my family has because I made choices 50 years ago and more inspired by Jack LaLanne and Bob Hoffman and other advocates of physical culture who advocated strength and, heretically enough today, health. The other thing that I want to say is when we train, we're back to what Jerry talked about earlier with the AMP-K versus mTOR yin-yang relationship. Our tendency as sedentary people is to drift into that apoptosis, that cellular death. Literally, the poor diet, poor exercise, and stress sets us up to be major producers of catabolic hormones. We're destroying ourselves. The moment we pump iron, the moment we do some running, but particularly the anaerobics, we're setting in process the other side of the coin in which the mTOR, the cellular maintenance and repair, the tropic factors are all being produced to restore that yin-yang balance, you know, within context of getting older, of course, that keeps us vital and keeps us going and keeps us happy and keeps us horny.
Okay, we have to take a break, but I just want to mention something. Our genes get a bad rap, and this is why I say this. It is exactly the genetic drive that causes us to become sedentary and conserve energy. Our genetic drive has been scripted over millions of years to conserve energy, to acquire food, and we have achieved the pinnacle of our genetic drive. We have to recognize that Dr. Daniel Lieberman, the author of The Story of the Human Body, came on my show and he said, look, if you put an escalator up against a coconut tree in the rainforest, they won't climb the tree anymore. They'll use the escalator. It's our genetic drive to conserve energy and accumulate energy at the same time in the way of food.
Well, there's one exception there that I have to bring up. You put a naked girl up there in that tree, and that guy's going to be climbing it real fast.
Not if there's an escalator there. That's the point. That's the point is that we're always going to do this.
Our sexual drive is so strong.
Yes, yes, yes. But the utilization of energy, the conservation of energy is part of our genetic drive. And hence we have actually, like the old adage goes, be careful what you wish for because you just may obtain it. In genetic context, we have obtained what we wish for. Abundance of food and the lack of using the energy. That was our genetic drive. Now that we understand that, we can take steps to change it. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to come back to Jerry and I want to know, okay, exercise, good. We get it. What about supplementation? Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with more of Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio here on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Trans-Evolutionary Fitness Radio here on the Superhuman Radio Network with my co-host Ken O'Neill. We're talking with Jerry Branum. Okay, so Jerry, I have a suspicion, and I'm not going to say it, but I have a suspicion. I have some ideas on what can help increase AMPK from either a supplemental, even pharmacological standpoint. But please, so we understand that exercise can do good things for us. Are there any modalities that we need to know about from a nutritional and or supplemental and or pharmacological standpoint?
Yeah, there's a couple of things you could do, but I just want to just really quickly comment about the exercise. And that's, you know, I want to point out how important this situation is, because it's completely overlooked by 99.9% of people involved in bodybuilding and weight training. In other words, it's more important, or it actually comes into play when you hit about age 40. What's going to happen is, you know, a lot of people will continue to work out, which is great. I mean, they're lifting weights, they're turning off genes that age muscle. That's terrific. But they're also doing things that kind of emphasize the imbalance between mTOR and AMPK. For example, they're taking a very high-protein diet. They're taking, a lot of guys, and I do this myself, they take certain amino acids like leucine. Leucine is the most, that's the key to muscle protein synthesis. As you know, leucine is a branched-chain amino acid. It happens to be the main primary amino acid that stimulates mTOR. And they do this because this, of course, makes a lot of sense. You have to have a certain amount of protein, in particular leucine, to stimulate mTOR and to turn on muscle protein synthesis. Otherwise, there's no muscle gains. Even steroids, like testosterone, all these anabolic steroids, the bottom line to them, the reason why they stimulate muscle protein synthesis, is they also turn on mTOR. See? But here's the problem. is that as you get older, you're doing all these things to push the envelope towards the mTOR side, but then you're doing very little to balance it out with AMPK. It's going to catch up to these guys. And now, I know you guys kind of played down the gene thing, but if you have, for example, genes for cancer, what they call misplaced oncogenes, if you have them in your body somewhere, they're going to come to the fore as you get older. This is why cancer is primarily a disease of older people. What happens is DNA replication tends to, like, fade out as you get older. It's like producing, it's like a Xerox copy machine. After a while, with each copy you produce, it gets worse and worse. And this is what happens with cells. There's more of a chance for cellular mutation as you get older. And if you're kicking out a lot of mTOR through all this protein intake, you know, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to, whatever your genes are set up for, whether it's cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, or cancer, you're going to get it. Now, what you guys said earlier is also true. It is not inevitable. But in other words, the cure is grossly overlooked. Now, one simple cure in relation to exercise is, and this is where a lot of guys don't like what I'm about to say, it's very important as you get older to include an aerobic component in your working out, because what they found, see, they used to think years ago, Carl and Ken, they used to think that the only way to stimulate AMPK is through aerobic exercise. Up until recently, that was in all the textbooks, all the exercise science books. They now know that there are two types of AMPK, and one of them, or actually both of them, you can stimulate to a certain extent with intense weight training and regular weight training. But you have to understand, AMPK, what is it at its core? It's an energy sensor. It's turned on when ATP is degraded in muscle, when it goes down to what they call, in other words, ATP produces energy by the release of a phosphate bond. ATP is adenosine triphosphate, three phosphates. When one of the phosphates is removed, that's energy. And it's all done by enzymes, but then it's reduced to a substance called ADP, right? When ADP starts to build up, a number of things happen, including, for example, creatine kicks in, donates a phosphate to regenerate ATP, but as it moves towards the base molecule, which is AMP, that's the signal that kicks out AMPK. AMPK serves to increase energy. It does it by a number of ways. One really great way is it stimulates fat oxidation in muscle, which is what we all want, right? But the thing is, what they found is, for some strange reason, well, it's not a strange reason, it's a biochemical reason, aerobic exercise tends to be a lot more concentrated, or let's say more potent, in stimulating AMPK. But now the bad part about AMPK, with the part that, and you guys have heard this before, the negative aspect of AMPK is, remember we talked earlier about the yin and the yang, whereas mTOR stimulates muscle protein synthesis, AMPK completely blocks it, because muscle protein synthesis is a very energy-intensive process. And AMPK, its main purpose is to increase energy. So it's going to stop an energy-intensive process like muscle protein synthesis. This is where you get the old thing about how don't do aerobics if you want to make muscle gains, because it interferes with weight training, the so-called concurrent training effect, which I just wrote an article in my newsletter about, and I actually found a complete solution, which is outlined in the article. There's ways around that we can do all the aerobics you want, basically, and not affect muscle. It takes a little bit of work, but, you know, you can do it, and I explained it in the article. But my point is that as you get older, the one good way to balance out the mTOR is to do a certain judicious amount of aerobics. You don't want to go crazy. You don't want to do hours of it, because now you are going to lose muscle if you do that. But there's also, as you point out, Carl, besides the exercise, there's pharmacological and there's natural ways to control mTOR through stimulating AMPK. The main one, by far, from a pharmacological standpoint, is a drug called metformin. Metformin is actually, of course, derived from French lilac, I believe. It was introduced in the late 50s in France. It makes sense because it's a French lilac, I guess. But the thing is, what it does, you know, it's actually used for the main purpose is to treat insulin insensitivity and early type 2 diabetes. So you could say it's an anti-diabetic drug. But what it also does is it potently stimulates AMPK. It works through a number of mechanisms. But the reason it stimulates AMPK, and they didn't know this till recently, this was just found out recently, they now know that the core function, the way metformin works, is by interfering with the process of energy production in mitochondria. That's where energy is produced. That's where ATP is made. That's where fat is burned and fat oxidation, beta oxidation. The mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell, that when it comes to energy, that's where it's at. As we get older, if you're inactive, again, this gets back to what you were saying earlier, if you're inactive, you lose mitochondria. And when you lose mitochondria, it's like turning off the energy of the cell dies. That's one of the major aging theories, right? So it turns out that metformin actually throws a monkey wrench in the cellular production of mitochondrial energy production, not to the point of causing disease, but to the point of kind of like slowing it down to the point where a signal is sent out and AMPK rises. That's how metformin stimulates AMPK, and it's very, very effective. In fact, that Life Extension company, I have to credit them with this, they've been pushing metformin for people to take who don't have diabetes for years.
Yeah, but I knew where we were going here. And I knew, and I'll tell you why. Because in 2007, I did probably the most important interview I did about cellular senescence with a doctor from Toronto who showed unequivocally that it was glucose signaling that sped cellular senescence.
Right.
And so having a diet and a lifestyle that causes periods of hyperglycemia is like hitting the fast forward button through your life.
I agree with that.
And so, but I disagree with metformin because it has some potential side effects that some natural agents that have been compared to metformin and work as effective as metformin don't have. One,
right.
Namely, is resveratrol. I'm not talking about a glass of red wine, folks, because the alcohol in wine negates the benefits of the resveratrol. But with that being said, even small amounts of resveratrol, milligram for milligram, resveratrol has been shown to outperform metformin in managing and maintaining stable blood sugar levels, and also ridding the body of blood sugar quickly when blood sugar starts to rise. So I would say before you go to your doctor and have metformin, because there's another damaging thing about metformin that we can't explain yet, okay? You're right. It causes mitochondrial uncoupling, which, by the way, thyroid hormone does, and that's why you burn fat. But it also does something to the fat cell that causes it to – people on metformin gain body fat. And this has been unexplained by the medical literature. They don't get – people on metformin don't get lean. In fact, they put on fat. So I would personally, in my humble opinion, and I haven't done the research you have, I would be hesitant about using metformin for this protocol unless you are extremely active and you are really gobbling up body fat tissue all the time.
I'm going to throw another one in. Life Extension is now promoting a drug called telmisartan for blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Which apparently has the benefit with mitochondria and reduction of body fat. From what I've read in other sources, it's actually used in some cases as a performance-enhancing drug amongst athletes.
Wow, that's interesting. You know, there's so much exciting stuff out there, but here's the thing. You don't have to buy anything. Intense exercise has been shown to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and mitochondrial size. Intense exercise will increase AMPK through the turnover effect that Jerry just discussed. So if you are somebody who's living the physical culture lifestyle, even if you don't run out and buy resveratrol or you don't subscribe to taking metformin, chances are you're doing things that are going to tilt the scale in the right direction, assuming you are training with intensity 4 or 5 days a week. Am I wrong about that, Jerry?
No, you're right, but AMPK itself, you have to understand, when you boost AMPK, you boost another substance called PGC1A. PGC1A actually is the key to mitochondrial biogenesis. So that's one of the key reasons why AMPK is actually very good for you, because through that indirect effect of stimulating PGC1A, it actually stimulates mitochondrial biogenesis. And by the way, resveratrol also stimulates that PGC1A and stimulates AMPK. So you were correct about that. And there's a couple other natural compounds that also stimulate AMPK. And now what you
I want to talk about those. We have to take a break. Can you list the other natural compounds when we come out of the break?
Sure.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio.
One-two punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tag line as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient...
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Call it Paul.
Yo. Mike down. Mike down.
Welcome back. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about electromagnetic fields and returning to a more primordial state of being with Paul Becker. Right now we're talking with Jerry Branham. This is the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show with my co-host Ken O'Neill. So we went into the break. Ken and I both want to know what other natural compounds can help increase AMPK.
Well, Carl, just before I tell you a couple other compounds, I just wanted to complete what we were talking about a minute ago about the drug versions. We mentioned metformin, but I'd be amiss if I didn't mention the number one inhibitor of mTOR. You have to look at the name. What does mTOR stand for? It stands for a mammalian target of rapamycin, or what they like to call now mechanistic target of rapamycin. Now, what is rapamycin?
Rapamycin was a fungus that was found in the sand of one of the Easter Islands, and now it's an anti-rejection drug for anybody who has any kind of organ transplant.
Right. In other words, it's called rapamycin because the actual native term for Easter Island is Rapa Nui, so they call it rapamycin. It's based as you just pointed out, its main use is as a fairly potent immunosuppressant, often used in for kidney transplants. But it's basically they've shown interesting. If you want to talk about life extension, I mean this particular drug, rapamycin, is the only drug that I know of right now. All right, that's it. One of my dogs is born. It's the only drug I know of right now that, when given to the equivalent of rats that are equivalent of middle-aged humans, like 40, 50, even 60 years old, it actually caused a life extension effect of about, if I remember correctly, about 23%. Now, there's nothing else. Even the much-touted caloric restriction where you lower your calories by 30, they now know that the earlier you start that, the better. In other words, you actually, if you really wanted to get some life extension benefit, you'd have to start it when you're a child, which is, of course, as silly, because you need nutrients for growth. So it's an interesting drug, but, of course, it does come with side effects. But I just wanted to mention that is the most potent way to inhibit. And they're actually using rapamycin right now. There's a number of studies sponsored by the government and private industry where they're looking at rapamycin as a very potent and also analogs of it, other drugs that are being developed based on rapamycin. They're developing them as cancer treatment because, as I said earlier, mTOR is very heavily involved in the cancer
process. Yeah, but
process.
See, I didn't want to inject this comment earlier when you were talking about IGF-1 and cancer. But IGF-1 is related to cancer the same way that oxygen is related to cancer. They are corollary. They happen to promote the growth of good and bad cells indiscriminately. The real root of cancer is the inflammatory response of a deranged immune system, which as you age, you're pretty much guaranteed to get. Rapamycin modulates the immune system.
Yeah, and it does that by basically knocking down mTOR.
Right. It knocks down mTOR as a byproduct of modulating and attenuating the immune system.
Right. But the thing is, the thing that's just so ironic to me that all these guys, all the guys in the gym are doing everything they can to push out mTOR, and they don't understand as they're getting older, if they're not doing anything to boost this AMPK, it's like a car heading for a brick wall. Yeah. I mean, it's astounding what's going on here.
So what other supplements can we use, especially those who are in the bodybuilding community?
Okay, now you were correct. Resveratrol is definitely one of them. Another one that's really good is, I'm sure you're familiar with, is curcumin.
Right.
Curcumin, of course, is from turmeric, which is found naturally in this food product popular in India and elsewhere called curry. It gives the yellow color of curry. But the active ingredient is curcumin. Curcumin actually is a very potent AMPK stimulator. And a number of studies, the medical literature is voluminous with studies showing that curcumin inhibits cancer and diabetes, all these diseases, by numerous pathways. It's amazing. I mean, the drug companies could never come up with a drug like curcumin. There's so many things. It's all natural. It's all safe. Curcumin is the only substance that I know of that has been shown to actually, in the brain, prevent and remove beta amyloid protein, which in a normal form is one of the two proteins, the other one being tau, that's the basis of Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
It's the only one known. I mean, it's the only one, but the problem is, of course, getting in. The problem with curcumin, very simply, is it's extremely hard to absorb. It's very hard to absorb, and most of the time, just like resveratrol, has the same problem. When you take resveratrol orally, All these things, of course, are processed in the liver. The liver conjugates them as it does with when you take testosterone. If you took this just without a regular oral testosterone that hasn't been manipulated, the same thing would happen. The liver conjugates it. This is a way to kind of like get rid of it out of the body. And unfortunately, it does this with curcumin. It does it with resveratrol. So you still get some activity, but you don't get the full potency. A lot of it goes down. There's ways of manipulating. You're probably familiar. There's a number of supplements, for example, adding a black pepper extract called piperine to a curcumin supplements increases your absorption by 2,000.
Or liposomal encapsulation,
exactly,
or transderm,
exactly,
or transdermal delivery. Transdermal delivery. Here's one. Adele Musa, who writes the Subversity blog, wrote just January 6th of this year, rosemary extract increases muscular glucose uptake via AMPK upregulation in vitro studies. He has a blog post. So apparently, and the dose range is 3 to 4 grams a day.
Right.
So there you go. There's another rosemary extract can increase AMPK. But
right.
You know what? I think the important takeaway of this discussion is this. You must pay attention to the AMPK-mTOR balance. It's not all gas pedal. It's got to be some break from time to time as well.
Exactly. Right. Right. But I'll tell you, I'll just throw in real fast a couple other ones. You know, I don't know what we're probably running a little short.
Yeah,
on time.
We are. Good.
I'll just mention, for example, there's a polyphenol called gallic acid. It's found in green tea. It's found in cocoa. And it's found in a couple of other things. There's a saponin called disoxygen, which was the original source of, it's taken from yams, it's the original source of birth control pills back in the 40s, before they made them synthetic. Pomegranate, which is a fantastic, the health benefits, I'm going to be writing an entire article on pomegranate because it's the health benefits are incredible, but it also stimulates AMPK. And then, of course, there's green tea, the active ingredient, which is epigallic gallate, or EGCG, that basically also stimulates AMPK. One of the soy phytochemicals called genistein, and there's another one called made from it's actually from the substance called sulforaphane, found in cruciferous vegetables. It's called DIM. You know, all these things stimulate AMPK, and they basically lower mTOR. Now, what I would do is, you know, they now know, by the way, that AMPK is likely not the actual cause of muscle loss when you do, you know, concurrent exercise. In other words, if you do aerobics, AMPK goes up, but they now know that it's not the actual source of muscle loss. What's going on in reality is that, you know, you stimulate a thing called MRF1, which is a catabolic pathway in muscle. You know, and that can be dealt with too, which I talk about in my article in my newsletter.
Yeah, look, people, we're coming dangerously close to the end of the interview. Here's what people need to do. If you want the continuation of this discussion, go to appliedmetabolics.com and sign up for the newsletter, and then you can read it at your leisure. Jerry Brainham, always great to have you on the show, brother.
And it's not a little newsletter. Jerry's runs an average of 35 pages.
There you go. It's a real newsletter.
Yeah.
It's more like a book. All right, Jerry, thanks for being on the show today.
Okay, Carl, thank you.
And Ken O'Neill, thank you for everything that you do, brother. Talk to you soon, okay?
All right,
so stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about electromagnetic pulses, what you need to know about them. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Pump.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Yeah. Okay. I got to start in the beginning in order to tell this story and introduce my next guest. In 2005, I became an insomniac. I spent literally months unable to sleep. My routine was I would go to bed with my family. I would wake up within 2 hours, and then I would be awake all night long, walking the house like a ghost while everybody else slept soundly. I started to go crazy. I got to be honest with you. It started to affect my mental outlook and my health. I would look on websites at night and do research about insomnia. I could not find any type of solutions. And then one day, I was on a website that women spend time on called Power Surge, where they talk about their menopausal problems. And this woman said in one of the posts that she had bought an Earth Pulse unit, and it was the first time she had slept soundly in years. I looked up Earth Pulse and found out that this was a very expensive unit. It was $500. And people go, well, that's really not that expensive. And you're right, because some people spend $100 a month just on supplements that don't work. But I decided to contact the owner of the company and give it a try. And I remember my first experience sleeping with the Earth Pulse. I went to bed. I set the unit. I did everything that he told me. He said he wanted me to do this entrainment process first during the daytime. I did it. That night, I put the magnet underneath my mattress. I set the magnet. I was hopeful, but I wasn't convinced it was going to do anything for me. And I went to bed like usual, and I woke up like usual. But instead of it being 2 o'clock in the morning, it was 6:30 in the morning, and I couldn't believe it. I woke up, and I thought, it surely must be the middle of the night. But when I looked at the clock, it was 6:30 in the morning, and I thought, I can't believe this. I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe that this device actually worked. And it did. And I have been sleeping with an Earth Pulse unit ever since 2005. Welcome back to the show, Paul Becker. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back. It's been a long time.
And for those of you who listen to this show from the island of Mauritius, I didn't pronounce it right, did I?
It's close enough.
In Mauritius. Paul now lives on the island of Mauritius. Paul is an avid surfer. He travels all over the world. At least he did until he got injured not too long ago, but that's a different story. Travels all over the world to surf some of the biggest waves. And how old are you now, Paul?
I'm 50. I just turned 57 in December.
I just turned 56. I'll be 57 this year. So Paul and I are around the same age. If you saw a picture of Paul, you wouldn't believe it. Last time I saw a picture of him, and there's not a lot of pictures of him because he's kind of like the Yeti. Sighting him is difficult. I have a picture of him somewhere in the rainforest, it looks like, and he looks like he just jumped out of a tree. He looks like the primitive man. You're ripped to shreds. Your hair was long. He dates much younger women. He's living the life. Anyway, so let's start in the beginning.
The old Chinese thing, you know, where the emperor would steal the life force from the young girl.
Yeah, that's what you're doing, huh? That's good. So at the beginning of today's show, I just mentioned what this part of the show was going to be about, and my guests and my co-hosts were intrigued, and they started talking about it, and I said, look, Paul's story is very, very noble. His father developed Parkinson's disease, and he was trying to save his father's life, and he stumbled upon electromagnetic field research from some very profound institutes, and that started your journey. How long ago was that?
Well, 96 was when I learned about Bob Beck's stuff, the blood cleanser, and I was working on microcurrent stimulation. And then I got into, and I was doing Rife stuff right after the Beck stuff. I started doing some Rife machines. And when my dad got sick, I was running the Rife machine, you know, which is a relatively strong electric stim unit because it was a pad Rife system. And I was running it from ear to ear. I was running it from head to toe. Nothing worked on him. And after he died, and I was working, I was in India right after that. A couple months later, I went to India for 6 months. And we were developing the microcurrent stimulation technology. And then I stumbled when I was looking for 10 hertz studies and Parkinson's and, you know, trying to figure out why the electric stim didn't have any effect on them. I stumbled into Sandyke's work. And Sandyke was using pulsed electromagnetic fields. And I'm like, son of a bitch, you know? I mean, I was so close to helping my dad, and I never stumbled on that stuff in PubMed while he was alive. And so that started me on the pulsed electromagnetic field journey, and that was in 2000, I think. He died in 98. It was 1999.
Okay.
Because I was in India in 99, and I started developing the PEMF while I was waiting for my prototype microcurrent stimulation device.
Okay, so now my discussion today is this. We're all into ancestral. We're all into primordial. We're all into paleo. We're all into this notion that an earlier time was more conducive to health in humans. And I agree with this. I agree with this. But one of the things that is undeniably overlooked is the role that the naturally occurring electromagnetic fields that emanate from our Earth that have played on our evolutionary drive. Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely.
Those electromagnetic fields have had profound effects not only on our evolution, but they are nurturing to our current physiology. And you've discovered this. I mean, I remember when you and I first started communicating, I found a study that showed that NASA was putting these pulsed electromagnetic field devices in the cockpits of the space shuttles as well as the space stations to both retard osteoporosis, but also sarcopenia, because in zero gravity you lose muscle mass. That when these guys were being exposed to certain waveforms, one of them was around 10 hertz, they didn't
They're actually a Schumann wave generator.
Which, by the way, when we talk about your product, I have to say how that you do not get enough respect amongst the companies that produce PEMF units, because first of all, yours is within reach of the average person to buy, as opposed to some other companies whose names I'm not going to mention. But more importantly, yours is designed so that I'm experimenting with 7.8 now. I'm sleeping with 7.8 because I realized that's the top end of the Schumann wave. The bottom end is like 6.2. So you can actually manually program your unit and do whatever you want with it. It's the most amazing unit in the world. And if compared to these other units that are 5 and 6 times more expensive, yours outperforms them 1,000%.
Thank you.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm pimping the product. I'm not making any money from this. I've been sleeping with an Earth Pulse unit since 2005. I will continue to sleep with one. I attribute it with my ability to overcome injuries and my overall health and strength and my age. But with that being said, let's talk about some of the other research out there that points to the importance of these waveforms, not your unit, but the importance of these waveforms on the human condition. And I know that you have a lot of these in your head.
Yeah. Okay. The Schumann resonance acts like a tuning fork for our mind and our body. And particularly our mitochondria, okay? So what's happened over the last, since 1980s when the microwave towers started going up.
For long distance, back in the day, for those who remember MCI long distance, so go ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
What's happened is that background field is no longer discernible by our physiology. It's been overshadowed by so many layers of Wi-Fi and microwave telecommunications signals that, to coin the phrase on the website, it's like your body trying to hear a flute solo in the midst of a
Kiss concert.
Yeah, basically, right.
Yeah. Yeah, for us old guys. Yeah, yeah.
So, we are suffering, whether you know it or not. You might think you're in the best shape you've been in your entire life. You are not at your peak because you're being continually detuned. And whether you think you sleep well or not, you're not sleeping as well as you should be. Because in that Schumann wave spectrum, if you look at any number of Schumann wave graphs, old ones, because it's shifting, and we'll get into that in a couple of minutes, but you will see that there's at the bottom end of the spectrum, just above zero, it starts way up on the left-hand side scale. I mean, it's all the way down to zero. There's a peak at 1.5 hertz, which we highlight in the programs. It gets to 1.5, it holds that for double time, and then it starts to scan down to 1, then it goes back up, it stops at 1.5 hertz, it stops at 2.5 hertz where there's another peak. And oddly enough, even though those two peaks are higher than the peaks at 14.1 and 20.3, modern science doesn't consider those Schumann wave frequencies or peaks. So, I've got a lot of problems with science, but that's just one of them. So 7.8 is traditionally the highest one. Then it drops down below the 1.5 and 2.5 and hits 14.1. Then the amplitude diminishes some more, and then you get to 20.3. and then it diminishes some more. And I'm not familiar with the hot, with what the higher ones are, but it goes down, but it continues on because these are resonating frequencies that have been caused by eons of lightning strikes in the ionosphere that are giant DC pulsed electric discharges that cause a resonation that spike generates a field, an electromagnetic field that goes around the planet forever, basically. And the lightning strikes all over the world that are happening simultaneously and whatever, they've set up this, within the ionosphere cavity, this Schumann wave resonation.
And this is something...
Now, if you find recent Schumann wave charts, you'll see that the highest peak is now 20.3. I had an aha moment when I was doing, I just went through this recent web rebuild in the last 2 months. And so when I was working on the Schumann page and the entrainment page, and I wanted to, find some recent Schumann charts. And I found one out of Phoenix, Arizona, I think is the center that measured it. And that's why nobody's sleeping. And that's why everybody's a nervous wreck. And that's why everybody's going out of their minds, is because the highest frequency is in mid to high beta, and it's putting everyone in fight or flight because of the concept of entrainment.
Now think about that. The world is becoming more violent. Maybe that's the reason.
The reason is
the religious stuff. Okay. All right, let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about entrainment because there was a study that came out of the UK several years ago. I want to say 4 or 5 years ago that showed that using a half a hertz to 1 hertz pulse actually put people to very, very deep sleep, similar to that of the use of beta diazepines like Valium and stuff like that. So I want to talk about how these electromagnetic pulses affect the brain. And then we're going to talk about performance. And I'm going to play an interview that we did in 2011 that will shock you. Right now we're talking with Paul Becker. His website, the website address has changed. It's earthpulse.net. Is that correct or no?
Yeah, it's the original one. We've gotten rid of everything else and combined everything into earthpulse.net.
If you want to learn more about the Earth Pulse unit, go there. I'm telling you, it's the best investment you can make. It lasts forever. Earthpulse.net. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Paul Becker. His website is earthpulse.net. Okay, so talk about entrainment for a second. The brain actually feels these pulses. I can tell because when I set it on very, very high settings, like 14 hertz, I actually feel stimulated. So talk about the brain entrainment process. There's a lot of people out there who like to do these binaural beats with sounds and lights. You don't need that. The magnet does it, doesn't it?
You know, I really can't comment on what they call the hemispherical synchronization of the binaural beats, okay? That part of it is a little bit too out there for me, all right? So I don't know what's happening with that, but we are definitely entraining the brain, okay? Entrainment is when your neurological system, your brain, I mean, your neurological system is the most sensitive antenna in the, you know, ever devised. It's, you know, thousands of miles, I don't know exactly how many thousands of miles of very fine electrically conductive fibers that are currently being trained to high beta by these microwave towers. You know, we call them high-tech killers over here. You know, they're basically a microwave weapon. And I want to talk a little bit about Wi-Fi and stuff and you know, to as a public service announcement. And just to make one correction, I don't believe that the world is in the shape it's in due to religious fanaticism. The world is in the shape it's in because of the secret shadow government that's stirring the pot everywhere. You know, John McCain running ISIS and all this other stuff. So don't buy a machine because you don't believe my political beliefs. It's fine by me. Do whatever you want. But now that the slate's clean. Okay, entrainment. Like two tuning forks. If you hit one tuning fork and you're holding the other one in the hand, although it won't be as strong as the other tuning fork, that tuning fork will start vibrating
right.
at the same frequency as the other tuning fork. It's been said that pendulum clocks, if you start them out of sync together, eventually, it might take days or weeks, I'm not sure the exact figure, but eventually those pendulum will be swinging in sync with each other. So your neurological system, your brain has a frequency following response. And just like you're being detuned, along with your mitochondria, but we'll get into that in a little bit, by these high frequency fields, we are overshadowing all of that stuff and retuning your brain to these low healthy frequencies. The alert mode is for use when you want to be protected from, it acts as a disruptive field, and there's some good, at least one good study on disruptive fields, and I've got that posted on the EMF protection page, but it's scanning around 14.1, and it bottoms out at 12.3, which is that Schumann frequency we talked about, and then
right.
scanning back to 14.1 and then back down again. And it's acting as a disruptive field. So your body, your neurological system is tuned to that frequency range, which is mid to low, basically low beta, and it will cut your, did you find you drink less coffee when you run that thing? Because I find it cuts my caffeine consumption down way.
I've become less sensitive to caffeine since I've been using the 7.8. I noticed that. But talking about it, brain entrainment for a second, do you remember the study that came out of the UK where they made this little helmet with pulse magnets in it and they set it for a half a hertz and they showed where people went into a much deeper sleep when wearing the helmet? This is the same concept that we're talking about in entrainment. One of the sleep cycles that you have set up, the pre-programmed cycles, actually takes people down into that half a hertz range while they sleep at points, right?
We actually changed it. It goes down to one hertz now, not the half, because of that Tong study that showed the mitochondria actually had a negative effect on the ATP output at half a hertz, believe it or not.
Okay.
So we stop it at one. And at one, it stops at one and then scans back up. And depending on the frequency choice, you'll either be in delta mode all night, which I don't use unless I am caffeined out. Cause I use the system so much, I rarely use it at my desk. And I work in a wired environment. We don't have Wi-Fi in the house. It's shut off and I've got, you know, cable running all over
right,
the house.
Right.
You know, so if we want to watch movies in bed, we got a cable that goes to the bedroom.
Here's what I want to do next, because I want to take a break and then come back and play Frank Cable's interview, because I want to get into performance for a second. So one of the other things that we've discovered through you is that when using that 9.6 hertz that you have spent so much time studying, it improves tissue oxygenation levels to the point where people comment that not only their aerobic conditioning improves dramatically, but their ability to hold their breath becomes unexplainably longer after just sleeping with the unit for a couple nights, right?
Even the people in the delta frequencies, from spending all night in 3 hertz, you know, they're, because I get a lot of people that come with insomnia and they start with the delta programs, even the 1 hertz. Remember that old guy from, where is he from, Chicago or Milwaukee or something? That guy that was 70 some odd years old. He was training in his basement. He coached peewee football. He used to be a college football coach.
I vaguely remember him. Yes, yes.
He only used the 1 hertz program, and his breath hold went up. His strength went up. His bad shoulder got better. So, you know, I figure 1 hertz, so you're still getting some mitochondrial effect there. But in that Tong study, the half a hertz initially dropped it, and then when they went to 10 hertz, the ATP levels tripled in 7 minutes. And then at the end of the experiment, he dropped it back to half a hertz, and the mitochondria were more resilient, and the ATP levels did not drop off. So, these people are holding their breath longer, but the U.S. swim team guys, remember that little study you did with the underwater swim?
Yes.
Your wind under load is twice as, if you hold your breath for, say, 20% longer, because these guys are very fit, highly tuned athletes. So their breath hold does not go up. I mean, these guys were world-class swimmers. The one guy, as a client of mine, he went undefeated in FINA. We're only the second swimmer in the world, ever in the history of FINA, to go undefeated, and he did it at three distances, and he had never even competed at 200 meters except in college, and in his words, he sucked at it, so when he turned pro, he didn't even swim the 200. He only swam the 200 because I goaded him into it, saying, you know, don't push out. Train with the guys for the 200, and the 50 and the 100 will be a walk in the park. So he started training. His coach saw how well he was swimming the 200. He entered him in his first 200 race, and he was, as a pro, and he swam world record through three turns. He lost. He came in second, half a second, split second behind the winner, but he was world record pace, and it was the first 200-meter swim he'd ever done in a competition since college.
Okay, so another so aspect.
His underwater swim went up 50%. And his static breath hold, his resting breath hold, only went up 20.
Okay, so here's the point. When you use this unit, it increases oxygen, tissue oxygenation levels. It allows you to be more cardiovascularly conditioned, and you can test it by holding your breath before you use the unit and then sleep with it for a few nights and then do a breath hold test again. Everybody who does this is amazed that their ability to hold their breath goes up, not marginally, like, oh, well, maybe I just tried harder, like stupid amounts. But
yeah, like 100% in 90 days by a lot of people. You know, the average is like 60, 50, 60, 70% in 90 days. And that's because it's burning the oxygen so much better that it's actually drawing it from the blood slower. And that's why the blood and tissue oxygen levels go up.
Now, we're going to play an interview that I did in 2011 with a world-class powerlifter and what happened to him when he started using this Earth Pulse unit. So you're going to want to stay tuned to this if you're interested in better performance. We'll be right back.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana a banner ad today.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Crealkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
2755.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal antibiotics. Progenidrex.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Paul Becker. His website is earthpulse.net. And by the way, if you are interested in an Earth Pulse unit, one of the unique things about Paul Becker is he gives a 90-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked. And over the years, he has never had anybody complain. There are some people out there that are non-responders. It's probably less than 1%. And those people get their money back.
We're actually at 2%, just under 2% on the V5. The last 12 months of the V4, our return rate was just under 3%, and most of those returns were from sensitives, and we've cut that return rate from sensitives now because the V5, you can drop.
So adjustable, right. You can adjust it all the way down to 10% up to, and it's stronger. The top end is stronger. I love the V5 because it has two magnet heads instead of one, so it literally engulfs you in a pulsed bubble,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, but, one under the hips, one under the shoulders. And these magnets, for those that are not familiar, these go underneath your mattress. So it doesn't matter if you sleep, on a futon, on a waterbed, you put these things under your shoulders, your solar plexus, and your hips. Hey, let me ask you this, since you got two magnets now, and one of them should be, like, down around your hips. How's the morning wood?
Well, I always wake up with morning wood, so that's not a fair question for me. I'm I'm hormonally optimized, and so.
At 40, I lost mine, and I was having to get up at 6 hours to pee, which is another thing. People that have to get up to pee at 6 hours, 8 hours. I got old guys that are one old doctor is 95 years old. He had to get up 5 times a night to pee. Imagine that. Jeez. We got him down to once a night. So, if you get up once, twice, 3 times a night, in 90 days, you'll be down to zero.
I want to talk about performance for a second. So earlier you were talking about these elite swimmers, and a lot of times these elite athletes, if they can see even a 1% increase in performance, this is the difference between not making a medal and making a medal. When you talk to elite athletes, they're only looking to make very, very small gains because they're already pretty close to their genetic potential. I want to play an interview that I did in 2011 with a elite powerlifter named Frank Cable. You remember Frank Cable?
How could I forget him?
Okay. Listen to this interview, and then you make some decisions. Sit tight.
This is Carl Lenore with Superhuman Radio, and I am talking with elite powerlifter Frank Cable. How you doing, Frank?
I'm pretty good. Yourself?
Good, good. Now, the reason we're talking today is because you have been using the Earth Pulse Electromagnetic Field Magnet for 3 weeks now, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about it. Tell me about your experience with the unit.
Well, initially, the first thing I noticed the first night I used it was that I only got up one time to use the bathroom, which normally I would get up 2 to 3 times a night. And that was, like, amazing to me, because that's what was promised, you know.
That it would help you sleep, right.
Yeah, and then I wouldn't be getting up as much.
So. Okay, so now, on top of that, you have noticed some changes in the gym as well, is that correct?
Yes, I have, yes.
Okay, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, there's a certain exercise for the bench press that I use where I bench out of the chains. It's only concentric-only movement where you just bench straight out of the chains from, you know, a starting strength exercise.
So the bar is at your chest, in other words, and you're just pushing
up my chest.
Yeah, you're just pushing straight up. Okay.
Right. And my best at that before that was like about 450. And the first week of using the magnet, I went up to 500. And then within the next 2 weeks, it went up another 50 pounds. So I did 550 out of the chains.
So you added 100 pounds to that particular movement within a couple weeks.
Yeah, it was really exciting, actually.
Were you startled?
Yes. Well, I was very happy. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I believe in the magnet, so and the things I read. So,
okay.
But yeah, I was really. It's more than, you know, than I expected. Actually,
were there any other movements that improved for you? Because you also do the bench, the deadlift, and the squat. Correct.
Yeah, the squat. My squat went up about 50 pounds.
And now you're an elite powerlifter, and you've been training, you told me, for 18 years now, correct?
18 years, right.
So have you seen this large of an incremental jump in the past since you've been in the elite status?
Not in a three-week period, no. I'd say maybe 6 months to a year, maybe, at the most. You know, 100
right.
pounds, probably a year.
Right, okay.
You know, it's at that. And then once you hit a certain weight, it's tough to even get 20 pounds, you know, a year sometimes.
You start to get to your max. Now how old are you, Frank?
I'm 55.
So, I mean, this is really impressive. All of a sudden at 55, you're putting some serious poundage back on the bar.
Right.
That's
right.
Wonderful.
I'm starting to, you know, improving again, which is nice.
Now you also have a slight ailment. You have something going on with your back, correct?
Yeah, I have two discs that are herniated.
And tell me about the effects of the Earth Pulse on the herniated discs.
Well, what I did is I took the magnet and I put about a half an inch from the injury. And I would sleep on it at night in the recovery mode. And I'd say within about 2 weeks, the pain in my back, I don't have pain during the day anymore in my back.
Now, is that something that happens periodically, or is this really shocking for you that all of a sudden you don't have pain in your back?
I'd say it's amazing because I've been through chiropractic. I've been through all kinds of phases of recovery. And I've never had anything like this in a two-week period. So I'm really excited that I can get back in the gym and start hitting the deadlift again and the good mornings, which I really love. So I'm really excited about, you know, seeing what's going to happen, you know, in the coming, you know, months.
Now, in your 18 years of training, I'm sure that you've purchased training aids, supplements, and so on that had promised to increase your performance and so on, correct?
Right. Oh, yeah. A bunch of stuff.
Have you ever spent any money on any product or device before that performed this quickly, gave you results this quickly?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. Nothing even close to this.
Now, you train with other elite lifters, correct?
Yes, I do.
Are they asking you questions about what's going on, Frank?
Yeah, they are. They think I'm maybe being chemically enhanced.
And you're not. At your age, you don't even want to fool around with that stuff,
no,
I imagine, right?
Yeah. So it's like, they want to have a powwow here next week. They were talking about, you know, hey, tell us a little more about this magnet thing.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Now you're gonna get, but I guess you have to make a decision whether you want to give your secret up or not.
Yeah, well, they're my partners, so I want to see them improve too.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, would you say that the Earth Pulse is a good investment for any serious strength athlete?
Oh yeah, Oh, yeah. Very much so. I mean, you know, it's important to have good food and good water and good air and, you know, good nutrition. But, you know, something like this, you know, where it helps you sleep better. You know, you don't get up as much during the night. You know, you see these strength increases. You have better endurance.
Had you purchased this unit for $550, which is the going price for it, because you're part of this test group right now.
Right.
Had you purchased $550 for this unit and seen these kind of results, would you have been satisfied with your spending?
Yeah. Very much so.
Okay. All right, listen, Frank, I want to thank you so much for being on the show and talking to us today.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
I mean, that's really impressive. That interview still startles me, but I want to go back to something that he said, that now that we've just had this discussion about the primordial relationship between the electromagnetic pulses from the Earth, our evolution, he says, you know, clean air, clean water, and good nutrition. And we think about things like clean air, clean water as necessities, not options, because those are part of the human condition. We need those to survive. What we have forgotten is the invisible effects of this invisible magnetic form that we evolved under. As important as good air, good water, is clean electromagnetic pulses. And I mean,
yeah, a clean electromagnetic environment, which is just, it's just gone. It doesn't exist anywhere unless you live off the grid somewhere.
But this product here can actually give you a cocoon of it for 8 hours a day, and you could actually sit with it at your desk if you wanted to. You have a coupon code for my audience, right?
Yeah. I was going to bring that up, so we make sure we mention that a couple of times. It's it's case sensitive, so lowercase, superhuman, one word, superhuman, and that'll knock 20% off your purchase price of either of the units, because we do have still the single unit at, it's now, you know, it's been 3 years since we've done our show, and that recording was like 5 years ago.
Right.
So our price is $699, 20% off, and then the two-head system, which is like three times as good because of, the way it just, it just, like you said, it envelops you from, you know, head to toe in this quite strong field. For $11.99, so 20% off that, superhuman.
I gotta tell you something, the two-head unit, now does the one-head unit come with the pro controller that you can adjust and go manual?
No, it's got one hole in the back for the one magnet, that's it. You can't swing the two-magnet system that has two magnets at full strength, because inside of that is two sets. It's actually heavier than the one with the single outlet, because it's got two sets of frequency generating electronics inside. If you can't swing that one, you can get an extra magnet with a splitter cable, and it'll drop the amplitude down to roughly two magnets of the V4 system. The V4 system, let's talk about of output right now. These mat systems, you know, you get a mat system from any of these manufacturers. Hey, there's a lower price mat system around the price of ours, but you've got one frequency setting, whether or not you're going to be able to sleep on it, who knows. And they're very weak. We're talking about a couple of Gauss. These V5 Pros, our V4 was 450 Gauss. That's
a lot of power.
That's at the square, across the square wave. But the spike on it, it was about 600 Gauss. And the spike is what travels. That's what travels through your mattress. When you pulse a field straight up, that just like a lightning strike, that sends an electromagnetic pulse out to infinity. So these pulses are going through your mattress and through your body and out the other side. The V5s are now 650 across the square wave, and in sleep mode, the spike is 950 Gauss as per the Indian Institute of Science.
This is the V5 you're talking about now?
Yeah, the V5. And if you got the Pro, you got two magnets putting out 950.
Well, not only that, but the thing I like about the Pro and why I think it's worthy of spending the money on the Pro with the two heads is this. You have manual settings. So you can set, we were talking about recovery mode.
The other one does too. The V5 and the V5 Pro. They're identical, only one output jack or two output jacks.
Okay. I take it back.
Yeah.
Get the V5. Don't get the V4. Whether you get the two head or the one head, get the V5. We have to take a break. We'll come back in a minute and wrap this up. Stay tuned.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So you can use the coupon code Superhuman and save 20% off the price of the V4, V5, and V5 Pro. See what's in your budget. They all work great. The V5 with one head. What's that?
We discontinued the V4. That's gone. Amazon has a few, but he's almost done with them. But man, you know, don't cheese out and go for the V4.
The V5 with one head is just as good. Quite frankly, I used one head for years. And the idea that it's adjustable, but the most important thing is what's called recovery mode, which is the 9.6
Hertz mode that Frank Cable was talking about, that everybody talks about, improves their breath hold, their aerobic conditioning, their strength, their sleep quality. This is a really, that's all you need. That's all I've ever used. I'm only experimenting now with 7.8 because I wanted to see what the Schumann wave form would do for me. And so I'm experimenting with it right now. I just started about a week ago. But the other thing I like about the V5 is you can adjust the power up and down. If you feel like sometimes when you first start sleeping with it, it'll actually, you'll feel it. You feel the pulses. You, and people think I'm crazy, but when you sleep with one, you'll know what I'm talking about. You're like, I feel something. You can turn the power down until your body becomes acclimated and then slowly creep up. I'm only using 80% now, Paul.
Yeah, I know. You know, I mean, my customer service girl, she's using 100%, but it took her maybe about 6 weeks to get to 100, but she's sleeping with 100. And, you know, something I want to mention is that 9.6 hertz. You know, when we went to the recover mode away from the analog, we were not getting the same effect with Parkinson's, as good of an effect as we were getting with the analog, which was set at 9.6, because that's what I used for them from day one when I just had one frequency at 9.6. And so I came across a couple of emails hit my desk in 1 week. About 432 hertz. And it's a bit esoteric for me, but I decided I would check it out. So I go on YouTube and I start reading about 432 hertz and that the A note in music used to be tuned to 428. Used to be tuned to 428. And then somewhere along the line, the Illuminati or Hitler, you know, depending on what you read, retuned the A note to 432, from 428 to 432, to remove the harmonic feel-good effect of the music. When Brahms and Mozart were writing music, the A note was tuned to 428. So I'm like, you know, after reading enough of this, listening to enough of these YouTube videos, I decided, actually, I wonder how 9.6 fits into this. So I divide 428 by 9.6, and it's dead on 45 times a perfect harmonic of 9.6. Harmonics are a 10 hertz would have harmonics at a square wave, mind you, not just a quick spike pulse thing. That doesn't create harmonics. It's a square wave that we create that creates the harmonics. So, you know, 10 hertz would be 20, harmonic at 30, 40, 50, and so on. So 9.6 goes directly in a whole number of times to 428. So while I'm reading and researching 428, I keep coming across 532. And I'm like, 532, I'm like, you know, let me do a little bit more research on this. And I start reading and they talk about genetic effects and this and that, and I can't find any studies on it at PubMed, but there's enough information out there that I'm intrigued. So I decide, I wonder how 9.6 fits into this 528 thing, 530, what did I say?
I don't know if you said 528, I'm lost now anyway, but go ahead.
So, all right, I'll tell you exactly here, yes, it's 428 and 532 because I made a typo on. I even got a typo on the. I got 528 and 528 on the little video clip that I just posted. Before
well, 432 the show, so divided by 9.6 is 55.41. It's not a whole number.
Wait a minute. No, it's 428 divided by 9.6. 428 divided by 9.6 is 45 times. And then 530, whatever it is that I can't remember off the top of my head because I typoed it.
Okay.
Of all things. Just
so your point is that the 9.6 ends up being a harmonic, a direct harmonic of some of these other waveforms.
Of both of those frequencies, both of them. And the odds, I'm not a mathematician. It may be the only number that divides equally into those two numbers. And the backstory on what 9.6 hertz was Bob Beck, that researcher that I mentioned about the blood cleanser, the electrifier, the blood electrifier early in the show, he drove stakes in the 1950s when he was researching shamans and Schumann waves, and he wanted to find out, does the earth itself have a resonation? So he drove stakes, metal stakes, 20 feet in the ground, hooked them up to an amplifier, and then ran them through an oscilloscope. And what he discovered was that the terrestrial planet has its own resonating frequency, and it's different than the Schumann, and it resonates at 9.6 hertz. And that's how, after reading all of those studies, thousands and thousands, hundreds and hundreds into the thousand studies on 10 hertz, I said, geez, son of a bitch, this is working. 10 hertz works as well as it does because it's so close to 9.6. It's got to be a natural law that the body responds to the terrestrial field. And when you're standing up, you're an antenna for the Schumann waves. And when you're laying down horizontally, you're an antenna for that 9.6 hertz.
Mm-hmm.
So I just recently, after 5 months of having my prototype D5, never once using the manual mode, I started beginning of December to set my system on 9.6 hertz in the manual mode. I have not slept 8 hours the entire time because at 5.5, 6, or 6.5 hours, I'm waking up long before it goes to alert mode. I don't want to stay in bed anymore. I'm refreshed. I feel great. And it's the first time this has happened to me since the analog days. Because
right.
I never used to sleep 8 hours with the analog system either
right.
at 9.6. You know, and when I started with the digital, you know, I saw that I was getting more failures with Parkinson's. And I'm, you know.
Well, we're coming to the end. I gotta summarize a couple things. This product also works for people with fibromyalgia. Women talk
Everything.
About the pain
this,
relief
this
of sleeping
product,
with
this product works for it, whatever ails you. This thing will work, or you get your money back.
But now listen. It sounds like snake oil, but it's not. It's because this product has the ability to pulse an electromagnetic field that our body recognizes, and the version 5 allows you to manipulate and play around with different waveforms and find your sweet spot. Go to earthpulse.net, use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN, and you save 20% off. 90-day money-back guarantee. If it doesn't work for you, you send it back, and you get your money back, except you don't get the shipping back, because that's lost that's lost costs.
And we give great tech support. All we ask is that if at day 7, if you're not sleeping better than you have in years, you send us an email to tech support and work with us for a few weeks. And at the end of 30 days, if you don't want to keep it, you send it back to us.
That's it. All right, listen, Paul, thanks for being on the show again today. Also want to thank Ken O'Neill for the first hour, Transevolutionary Fitness Radio. Go to his website, transevolutionaryfitness.com. And then, of course, Jerry Branum and Jerry Branum's newsletter, for those of you who want to sign up for it, is appliedmetabolics.com. Check it out. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today. Tomorrow's Friday, Casual Friday. Tune in when I'll be in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo.